This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said today that digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Speaking at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly, PM Modi added that for global good, India is ready to share its digital public infrastructure. PM Modi said that for safe and responsible use of technology, balanced regulation is needed. He added that the world wants such global digital governance in which sovereignty and integrity remain intact. Expressing concern on terrorism and emerging threats, PM Modi said that while on one hand terrorism continues to be a serious threat to global peace and security, on the other hand, cyber, maritime and space are emerging as new theatres of conflict. On all these issues, the Prime Minister stressed that global action must match global ambition.
एक तरफ आतंकवाद जैसा बड़ा खतरा है, तो दूसरी तरफ साइबर, मैरिटाइम, स्पेस जैसे अनेक संघर्ष के नए मैदान भी बन रहे हैं। इन सभी विषयों पर मैं जोर देकर कहूंगा कि ग्लोबल एक्शन मस्ट मैच ग्लोबल एम्बिशन.
Meanwhile, the UNGA at the ongoing summit has adopted the Pact for the Future, an ambitious and far-reaching agreement designed to reshape global governance for the challenges of the 21st century. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Wednesday. Assembly elections in the Union Territory are being conducted in three phases. BJP senior leader and Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed public meetings in Tohana and Jagadhari assembly constituencies of Haryana. While addressing the election rally in Tohana, Mr. Amit Shah accused Rahul Gandhi of insulting the Sikh community and accused the Congress party of being anti-scheduled caste. He said that when the Congress government was in power in Haryana, the lands of the farmers were snatched away. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized on the use of technology to improve the efficiency and functioning of legislatures. He stated this while addressing the two-day 10th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, India Region Conference, which began in New Delhi today. Mr. Birla urged the legislative bodies to discuss on various platforms and shape welfare schemes for the welfare of the last person of the society through technology. On the first day of his visit to Australia, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today attended a series of meetings and interactions with stakeholders. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that Mr. Goyal attended a business roundtable hosted by the Business Council of Australia featuring prominent Australian and Indian CEOs. The minister invited Australian business leaders to explore the opportunities presented by the high and sustained economic growth in India. He also met senior representatives from the Australian pension funds. The government today said Kharif crops have been sowed in more than 1,104 lakh hectares. The Agriculture Ministry in a statement said that 413 lakh hectare area coverage under paddy has been reported as compared to 404 lakh hectare area during the corresponding period of last year. Pulses cultivation has also increased from more than 119 lakh hectares to over 128 lakh hectares. In Lebanon, at least 274 people have been killed and more than 1,000 wounded in Israeli strikes across the country on strongholds of Iran-backed group Hezbollah. The country's health ministry said in a statement that children, women and paramedics are among those killed and wounded in the attacks. National People's Power leader Anurag Kumar Dissanayake was sworn in as the 9th executive president of Sri Lanka today. The cabinet of the new government is expected to take the oath of office tomorrow. In his inaugural address, the president acknowledged the challenges that lie before his government and called for collective effort from all stakeholders in the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.